and disciple becoming as a temple of Lord. And that way they are not trying to do anything, only trying to take his wealth and giving some mundane nourishment and going. And other who is abusing to others, it is not religion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu anyway. If he wants to abuse, you abuse first your own self. You see your own self. Krishna said in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Atmaiva Atmano Bandhu, Atmaiva Ripura Atmano. I am the worst enemy of myself and I am the best friend of myself. Then first I shall see myself. Charity begins at home. Then make your house clean and wait for the transcendental knowledge will descend there. That way you try to make yourself. And who is surrender to real Guru? Guru will try to do that for him. When we are seeing there's someone coming to take initiation to Guru Maharaj, but he is very poor man, and he is apologizing, I have no money Maharaj, I am this pranami, I am giving to you 5 rupees or 2 rupees or 1 rupee. And Guru Maharaj telling him, what you are thinking? I need your faith and sincerity and chastity. You must promise to me you will serve Krishna and through your mood of service you will satisfy to Krishna. This promise is given in front of me. And I want that from you. I do not want money from you. It is courtesy you are giving some money. That is another thing. You have not. If you cannot give the value of Harinam Mala, the beads, also you have no that money. I must give you if you are a sincere seeker. Then you don't worry for that. And this way, many things Guru Maharaj are telling to them. Then that is the real distribution mood of Krishna. But what can I say? I have seen in my life so much and so many. 50 years I am in this line of Krishna consciousness. And so many positions, several environment, experience I have got. Also with that I have got very good association. It is, I do not know which way that fortune come to me, but I have got that opportunity. It is mercy of Guru Maharaj. And maybe by some sukriti to attach with Guru Maharaj. Anyhow, and what you are telling, I have seen that many, that type. But what can I say about them? The world will go, it is passing so. And many films we will see in this world, varieties of film. We'll see. But we are not so much interested about their activities or anything. We must be serious about our practicing life. And if not serious, we not will get. It is sure. We must be serious about our practicing life. And we must search. I have right. Many came to me and living with me but not taking initiation. And someone, my disciple, may be very enthusiastic. He told, why you are not taking initiation? And that guard will come to me and told Maharaj, that Brahmachari insisting me for taking initiation. I told, call him. That Brahmachari come, I told, don't insist anyone. She come for testing. She come for knowing, knowledge. She is searching. Give him full chance for searching. Then I told that girl, for you, always open this door of our mission. Anytime you can come, anytime you can go. And as you like, you can search everything. But anyone will disturb you, you must tell me. Now finally, she is now a very good devotee. After 2-3 years, coming, going, and going everywhere. After 2-3 years, I'm just devotee now of my Guru Maharaj. It's happening, but in the scripture written, before taking your Guru, you must search. You really will get some transcendental knowledge or not. And if not, why you will offer yourself? Then you have right to search. And it is stated in the scriptures also. Disciple have right. But when you surrender to your Guru, you have no right to tell one word. But before surrender, you have right to test, yeah, he is your Guru or not. And Guru is not, Guru means heavy. And Krishna himself revealing in the form of Guru, that is the proper knowledge, but we cannot, yesterday I gave him that lecture, yeah, we are living with our Guru, then we cannot understand our Guru. But by the mercy of Guru's God-brother, when they are glorifying our Guru in front of us, even someone God-brother yesterday I told, he said, if you with broom wants to out me, I must come to your mat. And why? That is, your Guru is so great, and you're not that. Mane, tomar Guru juri nahi ar ki.
Not incomparable.
Incomparable with anyone. Then I must come to him for knowledge. I want knowledge. He is a Guru. He is a big Guru.
Who said that?
Madhusudan Maharaj.
Yes. Who said that? He is also spiritual master himself.
Himself spiritual master, and great.
Yeah.
Actually necessary hankering for transcendental knowledge from our side. Then we shall search, where I shall get it. When I shall see there is bulb shining, then I must can say that there is electricity. Electric line is there. Maybe it is gone underground.
But
bulb when shining, there is electricity, no doubt. Then we shall submit to him. But before that, we must see it is electricity or not. Imitation in this mundane, everything cheating us. And we must be careful. And which way we can be careful, that's also giving some clue. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He wrote, yeah, ami to durbhaga oti vaishnav na chini, more kripa koriben vaishnav aponi. I am unqualified, insignificant. I have not quality and qualification to test a vaishnav or a great guru. But it is my hope, it is my feelings, if it is not with me, but Vaishnava is so merciful, a kripa sindhu bhaye vacha, their ocean of mercy, they must will choose me anyway. And they will give consciousness, who is Vaishnava and who is not. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's written, very nice. I like this phrase. Amito Vaishnava, Amito Durbhaga, I am so unfortunate, unqualified, which I shall discover who is Vaishnava and who is not. It is very difficult. Krishna himself, when telling he is Vaishnava, then Arjuna understand he is Vaishnava. Bhimsen and Arjuna went after that Rajasuya Yajna. You know Rajasuya Yajna? Went to call the Vaishnava. Krishna said, when Rajasuya Yajna will be finished properly, the bell will ring. But bell not ringing, then Bhimsen asking to Krishna, Krishna, you told when will be finished, now it is finished, well, bell is not ringing. And Krishna said, that is, you not serve the Vaishnavas, he is living near to your house. But you not call him, you not serve him, it is offensive. Then it is not full. Then Arjuna and Krishna said, who is Vaishnava? We do not know. Come with me. Then Krishna Gansam and told, you go that tree, there is one thatched room, broken thatched room. They are living one man. He is the great Vaishnava. And he is living near to you and he is not coming to your festival ground. That is, he have no hankering for anything mundane, even food. Then Arjuna and Krishna gone, Arjuna and Bhimsen gone and bought with folded hand, oh Prabhu, if please come. Oh, you are Arjuna and Bhimsen, come. I am very offensive not to do this. That way he is very humble. But they told, Krishna said himself, you are a Vaishnava. Then please come and take something from us. Then they give him some food to that Vaishnava, Mahaprasadam. And Draupadi cooked for that Vaishnava. Draupadi was so expert for cooking and varieties of cooking, food given to that Vaishnava. And someone doing this way, hawa, fanning someone, much nourishment giving. And he is very shyly taking that. He taken all food, mixing and taking, then gone. But bell not ring. And Bhimsen asking to Krishna, what happened? You told if Vaishnava will take food, then it will be full, finish.
Fulfilled.
But what not happened? Krishna said, must have done some offense. You call, you fed him, but must done some offense to the Vaishnavas. Then Krishna asked Arjuna, when you call him and when give food, you have done any offense to him? Arjuna said, no, I cannot remember. Bhim told, I cannot remember. Yudhishthira, everybody told it. I cannot. But I guess what is offensive, I do not know. Then Krishna asked his dear friend, Draupadi. Draupadi, you have done anything? No, I cooked for him so much and so many varieties prasadam. But that time I think when he is taking, he is mixing all, he do not know how to eat. That was offensive, I am thinking. And Krishna said, yes, it's right. Then go again and bring him. Then the next day, they gone and they bought, giving prasada. And when he is eating and ringing the bell, dung, dung, he is eating, his mouth full and ringing the bell. And this is, we cannot understand through our mundane knowledge who is Vaishnava and who is not. Then it is very good to pray Krishna, pray to Nityananda Prabhu, give my Guru. I do not know who is my Guru or not. I do not know who is Vaishnava or not. And Mahaprabhu given very nice formula. Yatrinadapi sunichena tarori vasahishnuna amanina manodena kirtaniya sadahari. He wants to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, very good. But you be humble, be tolerant and give honor to others. This is your best formula. Then not offense will come to you and no one will be your enemy. This formula given Krishna, very nice formula. And with that, if we will chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, must get result. Even Krishna cannot check that result. That is, the result coming through his devotee. Okay, Prabhu. Yeah?
Sir, I wanted to ask you, topmost to be the servant of the servant of the servant. I want to do a lot of seva. But why won't my physical body allow me? Why do I have illness after illness after illness that stops me from doing service?
Above everything, my wish is to be servant of the servant of the servant. I believe it is my wish, sincerely. But why, again and again, my physical body is obstructing that chance, and again, some obstacle in the form of illness, and again, that's happening to me. Why?
Our previous karma sometimes creating obstacles. But we can cross that also through our mental mood of service. Yes, mood of service if within us. Previous karma can make obstacles. But that cannot make me unqualified. If my hankering and
aspiration
make my mental position as a servitor. Servitor's nature is that I cannot satisfy my Lord. That is, I have this difficulties, I am getting that difficulty, and for that, if feeling will come, very ill feeling, I am very much unqualified and insignificant. Oh Krishna, you anyway take my service. And if that mood will come to us, that can make me more than physical servitor. Actually, necessary mentally promotion. And mind also not the Atma. It is Chidabhas. It is called the Chidabhas. What English for?
Hazy.
No. Chetaner Abhas, reflection of my Atma. my soul, it is replacement of my soul. Nodorajo Rupaschana Sajosna Bhasita Khani. Ahamatya Bhasitaya Shabhasa Purushojata. Vedabhyas has given that very nice example. In the sky, they are living the moon, but cloud full sky. Then we cannot see the moon. But which way we understand the cloud full sky? The moonlight showing that cloud. But we cannot see the moon. Like that, our Atma, the soul, we cannot see the soul, but light of the soul showing us the obstacle in front of me. And that feeling will go to Atma. Then Krishna will be satisfied with that mood. Krishna do not want what I am cooking and what I am offering to him. He want our heart. If heart will cry for service to Krishna, that is sufficient for Krishna, and Krishna will be merciful. No doubt. Now time finished, no? Yeah. Now he shall chant something. And that Aruti also will come. Tony Star. Jai Naam Jai Krishna Bhajanishtha Kari Namir Sahita Fiden Aponi Sri Hari Hari Nama Hari Nama Hari Nama Iva Kevalam Kalau Nasteva 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 Gatiranatha. Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev said, not necessary to read so Ganges full scriptures. Necessary in this age of Kali Yuga, chant the divine name, which is divine vibration form of our Lord. Lord descending from Goloka Vrindavan in the form of Harinam Mahamantra in this age of Kali Yuga. And Lord Himself, it is giving to others. Others means all the conditioned souls. For rescuing to them, for giving His own service to them, Krishna, He is descended in this mundane in the form of divine vibration, sound. It's in the Vedas we can see Shabda Brahma. It is Brahma Sharup, Parabrahma, but sound form. The Bhagavan Krishna, His pastimes, His name, His fame, His glories, His associates, His abode, everything is transcendental. And in the vibration transcendental form, when Krishna appears, and Krishna Himself given to the conditioned soul for their super benefit, there is no question. Mahaprabhu Himself told, Yahare Namaiva Kevalam. This name, most appropriate for the conditioned soul in this age of Kali Yuga. Then you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and be happy. The Krishna, when descending through proper channel, through Guru Parampara. And when we are getting that name, we are receiving with clean heart. But it is not possible to receive with clean heart. But power of the name of Lord, when descending through Guru Parampara, He Himself cleaning everything. But necessary to chant that holy name. And chanting process, Guru Maharaj given us, He have got through Guru Parampara also. And when Guru Maharaj given this mantra, Guru Maharaj told me, who is sincere seeker, you will give this mantra for his super benefit. I consider you
sincere seeker, then I am giving that mantra what I have got from my Guru Maharaj and by order of my Guru Maharaj, the mala. What is your name, Prabhu?
Adrian.
And from Adrian to Adri Dharan happened, no? Adri is now temple president. Jai Guru Maharaj, Jai Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivatadi Sri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. This is Panchadatta name. You first chant Panchadatta name and bow down to them. By their mercy we have got this Mahamantra. This Mahamantra I have got from my Guru Maharaj. By his order I am giving to you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is Mahamantra, Mahapal Mantra, the best. You chant this mantra one by one with this beats, big beats to small beats, and take turn, and small beat to big beat. This is the process, not to cross this Sumeru and not to touch by this finger. And when you will chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, not necessary to think anything or not ask anything to Mahamantra. Only pray to Mahamantra, please reveal in my heart and give your service. Then you will get everything through this.
but necessary to chant without offense. 10 kinds of offense written here. It is stated in Padma Puran and English translation and Bengali also here. You memorize it and avoid these offenses. Offenses is obstacle for proper chanting. No other rules and regulation, anything for this Mahamantra. You can chant seated in a chair, walking. You can chant in your bed, you can chant anywhere, with beads, without beads, no restriction. But 10 kinds of offense must be avoided. And you know 4 directives for piety. For society's piety, it is necessary. But main thing is offense to Guru, offense to Vaishnava, offense to Krishna, and underestimate, etc. Here written 10 kinds of offense. You memorize and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, be happy. Jai Guru Maharaj ki jai. My blessings to you, Krishna. See you.
नाम श्रेष्ठं मनुमपि शशिपुत्रमत्र स्वरूपं रूपं तस्या गुरुजं रूपुरीं माधुरीवष्टवाटी राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहं राधिकमद्वाशां प्राप्तदर्श प्रथित कृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतः केशव सचन्दनपुष्पं ऐं श्रीगुरवेण
योर डिवोटी नेम फ्रॉम दिस डे अचिंत गोविंद दास जय अचिंत गोविंद प्रभु की जय जय अचिंत गोविंद प्रभु की जय मोहन Now you can see which way they are fire sacrifice. Somewhere sit and 4 rounds. Every day, minimum 4 rounds you must chant, and 16 rounds normally Prabhupada said, Guru Maharaj said, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. And all the devotees, they know normally 16 rounds, everybody chanting, but it is not rule actually. You can chant as much as possible. Haridas Thakur chanting 3 lakhs every day. 192 round. Then here is no money counting restriction. But minimum Prabhupada have desire just 16 now. But Saraswati Thakur and Guru Maharaj, they are engaging so much, the devotees, and giving some opportunity. The minimum 4 rounds must be chanted.